Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Supernatural Power of the Believer. I am Dr. Valeria Avery, and I'm so glad that you have joined us here. We're going to be looking at and exploring this new life, this new supernatural power life of the believer. We're going to look at how to walk in this new power. We're going to explore what this new power is. What are we talking about? The supernatural power of the believer. How do we get it? Where does it come from? We, as believers, have power that has been given to us by God through Jesus and in the person of the mighty Holy Spirit of God, the third person of the Godhead. So let's look at some scriptures that will help us to know. We're going to begin with some foundational scriptures, starting with John 14, reading at the 15th verse. Jesus is talking here. He says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Verse 16, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." Now, this is who we're talking about. Not what we're talking about, but who. The third person of the Godhead, the mighty Holy Spirit of God, is that power source and is that person that Jesus was talking about, praying the Father that he would send. And that's why Jesus told his disciples over in Acts 1 and 8 that they were to go to Jerusalem and wait for the endowment with power by the Holy Spirit. Now, of course, we don't have to wait on him now, hallelujah, because he is already here. It's a matter of us asking the Father to, once you are saved, that's the initial step. The Holy Spirit comes on the inside of you. But to ask for that power, you ask the Father in the name of Jesus to fill you to overflowing with the power of God. Then there is power on the inside of you to go forth and complete that assignment that God has given you. Let's read on again, verse 16, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." The Amplified version of verse 16 says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever." See, we're never alone now. You can never say that you're alone if you're a believer, because the Spirit of the living God, the third person, the person of the Holy Spirit of God, is now on the inside of you. And so I stop at this point every time because, you know, the first step is to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And if you want this power that we're talking about, then you must be saved. That's the first step. And then we ask the Father to fill you with the mighty Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the power of the Spirit of God. And that's an additional experience with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Your prayer language fills you up on your most holy faith. Your language, it will stir up the power on the inside of you so that you can go forth as a witness and complete that assignment. So I'll pause right here and say, if you need Jesus as your Lord and Savior, because that's the first step, and if you want to be endued with power from on high, that's the second step. You can repeat this prayer after me, these prayers after me. Dear God, I need a Savior. I need Jesus. Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord and Savior of my life. I turn from my past and I turn to you. Thank you, Father, for saving me. I do believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I do believe that he died and was raised from the dead on the third day to give me abundant life. And so, therefore, Father, I thank you for saving me. And now, Father, that additional power. I thank you, Lord God, for filling me to overflowing with the mighty Spirit of the living God. And I believe that I will speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gives me the utterance. So dele ma hashi dele bon stopo sa gigenderobo. Yield your vocal cords to the Holy Spirit, and he will fill it. You won't sound like me, but you'll sound like what the Spirit of God gives you to pray. So go ahead and release in your tongue, and you can pray at any time, start and stop at any time. Hallelujah, when you need to pray. And I encourage you to pray every day, throughout the day, in tongues. Hallelujah. You don't have to pray loud. You can pray under your breath. Hallelujah, if you're at work. But pray in tongues. The Spirit of God will stir up on the inside of you. He'll give you what you need to know to accomplish whatever you have been assigned for this day. Hallelujah. We're talking about the supernatural power of the believer. We're talking about how you operate tuned in to the Spirit of God. Because the Bible also says that down in verse 26 of chapter 14, the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. The Amplified says, but the Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper, the Intercessor, the Advocate, the Strengthener, the Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. In my place, Jesus said. See, Jesus was the Comforter of those disciples that were his as he walked here on the earth. Whatever they had need of, he provided it by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the same thing with us today. Whatever we need is provided by the power of the Holy Spirit. God is our source, and he has already provided everything that we have need of. Everything that we have need of, he has provided. And so all we have to do is by faith. See, you receive Jesus by faith. You receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit by faith because you trust his word. And see, he is your counselor. He's your helper. He's your intercessor, your standby, your advocate. Hallelujah. So you have power on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit is the creative force of God. And so whatever you declare so, according to the word of God, shall be manifested in your life. Hallelujah. There's power, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. When you call on that name, you release dunamis power, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. And let me just pause here. Those of you that are listening, we invite you to call in at 213-943-3746. Call in and let us pray for you and ask what questions you might have concerning the teaching that we're doing here. Again, the number is 213-943-3746. We'd love to hear from you. Hallelujah. As we continue, we're talking about this power, this supernatural power of the believer. And this power, we're empowered by the Holy Spirit of God, the third person of the Godhead. He is on the inside of us. He is our helper, our standby. Whatever it is that you need, he's there to help you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. In fact, in the Gospel of John chapter 15, let's just read from verse 4 down to verse 7. It says, abide in me, Jesus talking, it's in red, and I in you. When he says abide in me and I in you, he's talking about this word. You need to get in the word every day, morning and night. He says morning and night, morning and night. Meditate the word of God morning and night. Then will you make your way prosperous, and then will you have good success. That's Joshua 1 and 8. Hallelujah. So it's a partnership. God is there to help us. The Holy Spirit is in us waiting for you to say something, waiting for you to declare something, waiting for you to stand against the enemy. You've already been given the victory by Jesus. He said he's already overcome the enemy. He has deprived the enemy of the power to harm you. And so, therefore, you're just stand against the enemy. See, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. And in this world system, because of Adam's fall and disobedience to God, he gave it over to Satan. And so until he's put in the pit, he's going about seeking whom he may devour. But because we have been given power, because we are saved, hallelujah, saved, glory to God, redeemed from the curse. Whenever you're redeemed from something, you're redeemed to something. Whenever you're taken from something, you're taken to something else. We have been redeemed from the curse, and we've been placed in the blessings of God. We find those over in Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14, verses 1 through 14. These are the blessings, the promises that God made to Abraham. And because we are in Christ, then Abraham, we are Abraham's seed and heirs to the promise, to the blessings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is that means for us to get to the blessing. Hallelujah. And it is by faith that we reach in by faith, trusting God that those blessings belong to us, trusting God that they are so manifested in our lives. Hallelujah. But we need to meditate on it. We need to know what the blessings are. We need to know what belongs to us. We need to know who God says we are. We need to know what God says we have, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus, so that we can stand, hallelujah, for having done all to stand, hallelujah, and see the hand of God manifested in our lives. For in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, reading four, verses 4 through 7, it says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, Jesus said, without him, Jesus said, you can do no thing. Hallelujah. You might seem to get by, but unless you are functioning in Christ Jesus, drawing from this vine, he says he's the vine. And you are the branch. You don't want to disconnect yourself. Well, you disconnect a branch from the vine, that branch will wither away. And that's what it says here. If you abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. Ask what you will. And it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. See, God loves us. He loves us so much that he gave his Son, Jesus, to die for us, who we were born in sin, and we needed a Savior. Jesus was that perfect sacrifice to save us totally and completely. Jesus, when you receive Jesus, well, really, before you receive Jesus, Jesus died for. He died for the whole world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. See, God did this before we were cleaned up. We were still dirty. And he sent his Son for us, to die for us. And so, therefore, We are excited about it. We praise God about it. We exalt the word of God. We decree and declare the word of God is so manifested in our lives in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So let's look here at I want to look at Romans 12 and verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Now, the Amplified says it like this. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to the external, superficial customs, but be transformed changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you and me. See, you know, God wills for us to walk in the prosperity that Jesus has purchased for us. He has purchased prosperity for us. He will for us to walk in all of those covenant blessings. He will, included in the salvation package is health, divine health and healing, is wealth and prosperity. It's nothing broken, nothing lacking in our lives. But God says he's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. That comes with the salvation package. The moment you say, Jesus, come into my heart, be Lord and Savior of my life, these things belong to you now. You reach in with the arm of faith and you draw into the natural that God has already done for you. Hallelujah. So this supernatural power of the believer, this supernatural life, new life that we're talking about, you see that as you meditate the word, as you renew your mind. See, it comes with renewing your mind from the old mindset to a new mindset, a new life in Christ. When Jesus took all that sin upon him was died and was buried, but then he was raised to newness of life, a new powerful life. And when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Spirit of God comes on the inside, buries that old man, and gives you a new spirit with the same life that's in Christ Jesus is in you now. Hallelujah. A powerful spirit. Hallelujah. Connected to God. Hallelujah. That gives you supernatural power. Supernatural power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. It says, therefore, if any man is in Christ, that is engrafted in, see, joined to him by faith. It is by faith that we receive Jesus. It is by faith that we receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. It is by faith that we enter this new life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This powerful, supernatural, powerful life of the believer. It says, again, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is grafted in, joined to him by faith in him as Savior, he is a new creature. New creature, reborn, renewed by the Holy Spirit. Remember I said the Holy Spirit comes into us. He bears that old man and places a new spirit. You are a new being. You are a new being. Yes, you're in that same earth suit that you were in before. Hallelujah. It will be changed when Jesus returns in the quickening of the eye. But for right now, you are a new spirit in the same body and with the same mind that we must, solical realm, which we have to renew every day with the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It says, he is a new creature, reborn, renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual conditions, that sin nature has passed away. The Spirit of God buried that old man before he put the new spirit in. You can't have a old sinful spirit in at the same time you have a new spirit connected to God in. He won't dwell in the same place. And so the Spirit of God buries that old man and places a new spirit on the inside of you. So then, the previous moral spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, new things have come because spiritual awakening brings a new life. You have a new spirit connected to the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And he is your helper. Remember that the Holy Spirit is the creative force of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So as you renew your mind on whatever those things are, that need to be healed, need to be restored in your life, in your physical body, or in your life, know that the Spirit of God is there to help you. He is your helper. All you need to do is reach in with the arm of faith and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, hallelujah, that I am free of whatever this sickness is. I am free of whatever this oppression is. I am free because the word of God says I'm free. Hallelujah. Over in Romans 6, let's flip over there real quick. We only have a few minutes. Romans 6 says it like this. Let's just read down through here. It says, starting with verse 4, we were buried, therefore, with him, reading Amplified Bible, Romans chapter 6, starting in verse 4. We were buried, therefore, with him by the baptism to death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, so we too might habitually live and behave in newness of life. We have that same life that we are raised to new life in Christ Jesus. Therefore, sickness and disease can't dwell in our bodies because we have new life. There's no sickness in Jesus. We've been raised to newness of life. The old man has been buried, and so therefore we have new life. Verse 5 says, for we have become one with him, one with Jesus. You're not one with Jesus when you've got sickness on your body. You need to rebuke that sickness, tell them to get out. It doesn't belong to you. It's trespassing. It's illegal. Tell Satan to pick his package up and go in the name of Jesus and just declare, I live in newness of life, free of sickness, free of disease, free of all abnormalities. Abnormalities cannot attach itself to you or to your children. New life attaches itself to you because you are in Christ. You are connected. You are engrafted into the vine. Hallelujah. You are engrafted into Christ Jesus. You are literally seated in Christ Jesus in heavenly places, and you operate down here on the earth by the kingdom of God dictates. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For we have become one with him by sharing a death like his. We shall also be one with him in sharing his resurrection by a new life. Live for God. We know that our old unrenewed self was nailed to the cross with him in order that our body, which is the instrument of sin, might be made ineffective and inactive for evil, that we might no longer be the slaves of sin. For when a man dies, hallelujah, he is free, he's loose, he's delivered from the power of sin among men. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, because we know that Christ, the anointed one, being once raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has power over him. For by the death he died to sin, ending his relationship to it once and for all. And the life that he lives, he is living to God in unbroken fellowship with him. Even so, consider yourself also dead to sin, and your relationship to it broken. Even so, you consider yourself dead to sin. This new life, this new powerful supernatural life of the believer, you're dead to sin, hallelujah, dead to sin, and your relationship to it broken. But you are alive, hallelujah, to God, living in unbroken fellowship with him in Christ Jesus. That's this new supernatural, powerful life of the believer. We have been loose. We have been free, going back up to verse 7, because when a man dies, when that old spirit dies and the new spirit comes in, you have been loose. It says, when a man dies, he is free, loose, delivered from the power of sin among men in this life. See, this life, we're not talking about the hereafter with Jesus. We know there's no sin in heaven. We know there's nothing bad in heaven. All is good. All is good. We have that mansion there and streets of gold and all of those things. But we're talking about the supernatural power of the believer that we live in this life, hallelujah, by the power of the Holy Spirit of God, hallelujah, we decree and declare that this word of God is so. We are living a new life. We are living a supernatural, powerful life, powered by the Spirit of the living God, who is our helper, who is our advocate, who is our standby, hallelujah, who empowers us to live above the situations and the circumstances of life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Colossians 2:15 says, and having four principalities and powers, this is what Jesus did. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Jesus defeated the enemy, and he's already defeated the enemy, and he has given us this power, hallelujah, over in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 33, as we get ready to close. It says, I have told you these things, so that in me you have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you have tribulations and trials and distresses and frustrations, but be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident. Be certain, undoubted, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of the power to harm you. Jesus has deprived the enemy of the power to harm us. He's overcome. It says in Colossians 2:15 again, and having four principalities and powers, he, talking about Jesus, made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And so he told you here in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 33, latter part of the verse, I have deprived the enemy of the power to harm you, and I have overcome and conquered it for you. Jesus did that for us. He is our Savior. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. He has redeemed us from the curse. He has taken us, Galatians 3:13 and 14 says Christ redeemed us. I'm going to read that right quick. We have about 2 minutes to go. Galatians 3:13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us, has, past tense, redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, curses everyone that hangeth upon the tree. Verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Hallelujah. Verse 29 says, and if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The Amplified of that same verse. And if you belong to Christ, or in him who is Abraham's seed, then you are Abraham's offspring and spiritual heirs according to the promise. We have been given power. The mighty Spirit of God is on the inside of us. We can live in the newness of life, hallelujah, that has been bestowed upon us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. We give you praise, Father. We give you honor. We give you thanksgiving for your word. Your word is true in every one of your righteous decrees. God, we thank you for this time. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Go in peace as you walk in that supernatural power of the believer. This is Dr. Valeria Avery saying, have a great day.